Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. Today, I'm joined with Renee Lathwell, who was a Maxine Top 10 finalist in the January Challenge. Renee, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Hi, thank you, Steve.
I'm so excited to spend the next little bit of time chatting with you about your experiences with the January Challenge. But Renee, you know, I know a little bit about you, and I'm sure there's a few people listening who are not sure who you are. Would you like to start by telling us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from, what you do for work, and then, you know, who is Renee?
So I'm a 32-year-old. I've got three kids. They're 7, 9, and 10 this year. I live in Carnarvon in Western Australia, a beautiful little coastal town. We've got amazing plantations with fresh fruit and veggies. It's a beautiful spot. And I work at the local shire. It is a full-time job. And I'm also a St. John Ambulance volunteer. So being in regional WA, we don't have paramedics and that sort of stuff. It's all volunteer run. And that keeps me quite busy in what I have left in my spare time. But absolutely love doing it. And yeah, that's basically all I have time for, really.
Wow. You seem like you got your hands full. I love it. It's interesting that we're in Melbourne, we're in Victoria, and, you know, to be a paramedic is a career, and you're saying in WA it's like a volunteer position. Am I picturing that correctly?
Yeah, that's right. So the way it works in Western Australia, in the Perth metro area, is all paramedics. In big regional towns, we have a paramedic crew and some volunteers can jump in. But in remote regional towns, we have one community paramedic, and they'll cover sort of like an area of 4, 5, sometimes up to 8 towns, especially down in like the wheat belt where the towns are really close together. Our paramedic has a beautiful stretch. He's got Shark Bay to our south, Carnarvon, Coral Bay and Exmouth. So he's got the cream of the crop there. So most ambulance call-outs in this part of the world are all volunteer crews that will go to you. So it's fantastic. It's always a variety. You never know what you're going to, and it's always an adventure. So,
wow.
Yes, except at the moment with COVID-19, it makes it a bit scary. But we've got PPE and that sort of stuff. So, and no cases in Carnarvon. So at this point in time, we're in start of May at the moment, and the curve has flattened a bit. So it's not too scary at the moment.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, Renee, I want to talk a little bit about your story and why you chose to do the challenge. So my first question is, was the January challenge your first challenge you completed?
No, it wasn't. I tried it back in 2014. I did the same Tone and Shape program, but I followed it fairly loosely. At the time, I had just moved to Carnarvon and I didn't want to give up cheese, and I sort of liked the idea of getting a bit fit, and so I followed it quite loosely. And even then, I lost a bit of weight and, yeah, really enjoyed the challenge. That same year, we had another Carnarvon girl who made the top 10 finalists, Lindsay Turner, and she had an incredible transformation as well. And so this year, both my partner and I signed up. So he signed up to the Maxes, I signed up to the Maxines, and we had a wedding set for June that he was going to be the best man. And this is like our last chance to sort of get fit, to shred before the wedding kind of thing. And so we both signed up. I wanted to do it. I knew I would get results and I really wanted to give it 100%. I knew it was only 12 weeks, so just go hard. I don't need cheese, but I like it. But and it was in the plan anyway, so that wasn't too huge a change. My partner followed it rather loosely. Like if I wasn't here, then he'd sleep in, he wouldn't exercise. He went away for a week and lived it up in Perth and ate everything. So he considered it like a lifestyle change. There were some great pointers for changing for the better. Whereas I went hard. So I knew that because I had done it back in 2014, I knew that I'd get results. But I decided to give it 100% this time, and I'm so glad I did. It's incredible.
Wow. Well, you know, the results speak for themselves and you should be so proud of the effort that you put in. Now, I want to talk a little bit about challenges. Within every challenges. There are challenges. There you go. I used challenge three times in a sentence. I want to talk about the challenges that you faced when you were completing the Maxine Challenge. Can you speak a little bit about maybe the biggest things that you had to overcome to achieve your successful transformation?
Yeah, I didn't really suffer. Like, all the gyms closed as part of coronavirus. That didn't affect me. I was rather self-sufficient in my carport. My first challenge was that I had to homeschool the kids. It's mentally draining. I knew that having children, I'd have to push them out, wipe their bum for a few years. I did not sign up for homeschooling at all. So that was a bit of a challenge. And another one for me was changing my mindset. For me, when I started, it was, right, we're doing this together. You're doing the Maxes, I'm doing the Maxines. We've got this. And for me, it was a huge challenge to change my mindset that I was doing it on my own. He was going to sort of follow along and he'd eat the meals that I cook, that sort of stuff, and do some workouts. But I don't normally deal well when plans change. So it's like a wedding set for June. I've got time to adjust, but when something, like if dinner plans get cancelled, it takes me a while to sort of process it. So changing my mindset that if I'm going to do this, I can't rely on my partner to hold my hand for a workout and that sort of thing. So I did have to change my mindset that if I'm going to do it 100%, I need to pull my finger out. I need to do it myself. No one else is going to carry me. The only other challenge I really had was getting used to accepting compliments. That's been a weird one. Like, I've had people say, oh, that's a nice dress before, but I still knew that it was a nice colour or it was a nice pattern. It didn't really look nice on me. So by getting into such great shape for me and having people comment on it, I'm still getting used to saying thank you and really flogging Maxine's. Like, it's fantastic. You should try it. Like, it's the best. But yeah, accepting compliments and accepting nice words is still a bit of a challenge for me.
Yeah, interesting. I do want to actually go back and unpack a little bit about what you said. You know, the first point you made about relying on other people, and it's a common narrative that we see in the challenge, both Max and Maxine challenges, where, you know, partners would sign up together or friends would sign up together or, you know, certain groups, and it would almost be a reliance on each other. And that's totally fine because we know the importance of the environment and communities to continue to keep you motivated and encouraged and, you know, make you train harder and all these things, you know, positive effects. But then there's also an element of, you know, self-reliance, that self-monitoring, like you need to have that self-discipline. You can't rely on somebody else to get you out of bed, put your shoes on and get you out the door. Like, you've got to do it, right?
Yeah.
So my question to you is, you know, can you speak a little bit about that, you know, mindset shift that you went through? You know, what was your self-talk like? Did you have that moment where you're like, hey, I can't rely on my partner anymore. I need to do this for me. You know, I need to make this change.
It's a tale of heartbreak. I was putting some washing away. It was probably about week three. During week one, I was down in Perth. It was the end of the Christmas school holidays. I'd taken the kids down to Perth and I'd come back and I hadn't had a chance to exercise, but I'd been following the meal plan, that sort of thing. I came back. My partner hadn't done anything. He hadn't shopped for any food. He hadn't done any exercise. And I thought, that's okay. I'm back now. We've got this. Sort of week two was okay, but weeks, and like, we went hard. We did exercises every morning. Yeah, we did the meal plans. It was fantastic. Around week three, we'd been doing it and I was folding some washing and I went to put some of his socks away. And I've opened the drawer and there's all these empty chip packets and it was like he'd been cheating. So that was a sort of light bulb moment for me that, you know, he's going to eat chips. He's going to not follow the plan. There's going to be days when we're not going to exercise together. Like, you can't expect someone else to do this. And I can't be angry at him for eating chips. Like, it was handy. It was whatever the reasons for. I slipped and I fell into them. But that was my sort of light bulb moment that I needed to do this regardless of what anyone else was doing. And after that, I wasn't as hard on him. But no, he was still extremely supportive of me. But yeah, we sort of came to that sort of understanding around that point. So it was hard and I don't deal with change sometimes that well, but that was the moment for me where I sort of, yeah, I accepted it and we're sort of going to go separate ways on this one. He has agreed though that he's doing the May challenge with me and he guarantees that he's doing it 100%. It's not just a long-term thing. He's doing the 12 weeks going hard and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for opening up and sharing that. Do you want to call him out here on the podcast and we'll get everybody else to be on his back to keep him accountable?
Oh, Desmond, like, you know who you are. Like, that's good. Even without, he did try, but even then he still lost like 10 kilos and just, he did the exercises he did do, he hated it. We had a bit of a thing because we had our carport set up. The first week we started the homeschooling, he and I would go out. I'd go out first. I'd do my weight, the heavy lifting stuff. And then he and the kids would come out about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and we'd do his Tabata workout. So the kids would join in and we'd modify it if we needed to. So the exercise might be burpees and we'd just do like a cardio high knees. It was meant to be a cardio exercise and we'd just do high knees instead. There's less pressure on wrists and everything else. And we'd say to the kids, but no, you guys are still doing burpees. And they'd be like, oh, but mum. It's like, no. Dad's is the only one who whinges in the carport, guys. Just do it. So it was good.
Beautiful. And I guess the one point that I want to stress is if you're listening to this and you feel that you need to do the challenge 100%, I want to say that you don't have to. And, you know, ideally we want to be completely dedicated to the challenge. We see amazing results just like you have, Renee. But if you are just like Renee's partner where maybe you're doing it 50%, 75% and you're okay with seeing just some results, that's also okay as well. Because, you know, Desmond, he lost 10 kilos. You know, both of you are now an inspiration and a motivation to your kids. You tried something and you know what? Desmond's trying again. Imagine the lesson that he's teaching your kids, right? Like, okay, just because you didn't complete something 100%, you might have quote failed something. He's trying again, right? And imagine that message that you're sending to your kids, right? Like, hey, even if you didn't do something to the best of your ability, like keep trying, you're going to get better at it. So that I think you should be very proud of, right? But, you know, my next question here is kind of about learning and, you know, not homeschooling that you're doing through at the moment, but I guess within the challenge, you do kind of go through a process of self-learning, let that be formal things like, you know, what is a protein? How do I do a squat? And then I guess like informal things like, oh, I didn't think I could do that, but I know now that I'm stronger than I once thought I was. So Renee, can you speak a little bit about what you might have learned over the past 12 weeks while completing the Maxine Challenge?
I learned that the biggest takeaway that I get from this is my health. When I first started, it was like, I want to be like skinny. That really changed for me. And so that was the biggest thing that I could take away from it. My birthday was in January, a couple of weeks before the challenge started. And I went in for my checkup, you know, go over my script, whatever. I had my 32,000 K checkup after I turned 32. And I had a blood test done. And in week 10 of the challenge, I went and had a follow-up. And what came out of that was that my cholesterol had gone down. My triglycerides had gone down. It's fantastic. Like it's happening on the inside. My Fitbit tracks my heart rate and my steps. And I've been watching my resting heart rate come down. Like my heart isn't working as hard to just keep me alive. By doing my daily workouts, my skin has cleared up. I'm looking after my teeth. I'm in a much better habit of brushing my teeth. My hair has grown and it's just all over. My overall health has improved so much. And what I take away the most, like I've dropped like a clothes size and I feel better, but just knowing that my body is healthier, like I've got to live in this for the rest of my life. And if I might get a few more years out of it now. So no, I'm just, yeah. And that's because I've done the Maxine's, because I've been eating better food and exercising and looking after my body. Like, don't get me wrong, I still do a squat and my knees sound like a goat chewing on celery. But my body is, I've got to get around in a few more years yet. So I'm just so glad that my overall health has improved.
Yeah. Look, like you really highlight the reason why most people kind of start exercising or start getting fit and then you highlighted why most people maintain fitness, right? So most people start because they want to lose a bit of weight. It's usually a external type thing. And for you, it sounds like your wedding that you had coming up, you wanted to look a certain way, maybe to play the part in a wedding environment, right? So that was the start of it, right? The genesis, as you will. But then to maintain your fitness and your health, you're doing it for your health reason or an intrinsic reason, right? So I guess the point I want to make to those listening is it's okay if you started because you wanted to get a six pack or you wanted to be skinny or you wanted to lose weight or fit in a dress size or whatever, that's totally fine. But for long-term maintenance of what you've achieved, once you start looking internally, as in, you know, your mindset, as in your mental health or your internal health, such as your cholesterol level, those sorts of things, like that's what keeps you on track for a long time, right?
Yeah, definitely benefit.
Now, Renee, I guess I wanted to go through a little bit of a Q&A to kind of get to know you a little bit. You're going to love this one here. So here we go. First up, what's your favorite exercise?
Arabesque.
Arabesque.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a ballerina doing it. And it's okay. Just such a good stretch. I love it.
How would you describe an arabesque to somebody who has no idea what an arabesque is?
So you get on Google. So it's standing on one leg. I ended up using a kettlebell down, holding a kettlebell in my hands, bending over while lowering my other leg out. And so I'd sort of end up looking like a T shape, my head at one end of the T, my other leg at the other side of the top of the T, and standing straight on one leg. And it just stretches right up the back and feel like a graceful ballerina. It's great. I love it.
Love it.
Such a great stretch.
So we also call it like a single leg deadlift, or if you imagine a figure skater where you're on one leg and the other leg's behind you.
Yeah, figure skater. Yeah, no, it's great.
Elegant.
So I've got horrible coordination. So to pull that off and yeah, it feels great.
So are you team squats or team deadlifts?
Squats.
Squats.
I need to work on my form for deadlifts. I love it. It was definitely squats.
Do you listen to anything when you're working out?
Normally music. I actually watched one of your videos. I normally have like a Spotify workout beat sort of thing, but I watched one of your videos and it had Animal by 3 Days Grace. And I was like, yes, I need that in my workout.
Have you found the Max and Maxine Challenge playlists on Spotify yet?
Not yet. I have now.
Yeah, so that workout video that you were watching was me training to the Max and Maxine Challenge metal mix on Spotify. So you can listen to Animal there while you train.
Excellent. Add that to favorites.
Actually, a story about that one there. We had the playlist as a collaborative playlist. We have two. We have a metal mix one and then like a regular playlist. And they're both collaborative, as in anybody can add any song to it. But somebody kept on adding like jazz music to the metal mix. So I would be in the gym and I'm listening to like some like whatever like that. And then I'll come up with like some R&B song next. I'm like, this is not my metal mix. Like who's putting this song in this one? Like maybe in the other one, sure, but not this. Anyway, I digress.
Dangerous. I'd put like Hanson in it or something just so you can start bopping while squatting or something. It'd be great.
Next one. What's your favorite movie?
I can't even. Oh, just off the top of my head, I've watched it recently, 12 Strong with Chris Hemsworth, and it's based on a real movie. Yeah, it's based on when a group of 12 guys were sent to Afghanistan right after September 11. And it's just, it's epic. It's Chris Hemsworth. It's Chris. Say no more. But no, that's right up there at the moment.
So 12 Strong, Chris Hemsworth. That's on Netflix, right?
Yes.
Do you want to hear a funny story about Coach Steve?
Yes.
So once upon a time, about, you know, 6 years ago or so, I used to work for the Disney Cruise Line.
Yes.
So I used to work on a cruise ship with all the Disney characters. And one of the characters was Thor, right? And I used to work out with him in the gym. And he was an American, I was Australian. And I was like, mate, I can do a better Chris Hemsworth than you, right? So I kept on trying to get his costume to put on Thor. Yeah, anyway, it didn't work out. But I think I'm a better Thor than this guy, Chris. Anyway,
well, fun fact about my little town, Carnarvon. Last year, Chris Hemsworth and Matt Damon flew on their private jet to Carnarvon. They went out and bought out one of the fishing and tackle stores. And then they went and camped up the coast for a couple of weeks. Like, that's how amazing our coastline is here, up at Red Bluff. It's just amazing, like surfing, camping, that sort of stuff. It was amazing. And the whole town went nuts. It's great.
All right. Next question. Are you for or against cardio?
Four.
Four. Good. What's your favorite muscle to flex?
Ah, my little biceps, just because they're growing and I'm so proud of them. They are under there. And there is some very impressive biceps on the Facebook page on Flex Friday. I'm not quite at that stage yet, but they're my favorite. They're getting there.
Yep. Give them some time. They'll come through.
They're coming.
Well, what's your favorite dinner option?
See, I'm a steak girl. I love steak and some veg. But yeah, during the challenge, it had it a couple of times. During the challenge, having the kids and not very much time either, because after school activities, that sort of stuff. So the chicken pesto pasta was one of my favourites. It was easy. Chuck the chicken out in the Weber, grill it, cut it up, mix it with pesto and pasta. And it was easy, quick, amazing. Everyone ate it. Definitely a favourite.
Oh, chicken pesto pasta. Love it.
Mm.
Finally here, Renee, if someone came to you and was looking for advice on the challenge, what advice would you give them to, you know, achieve such an amazing result that you achieved?
So if they hadn't signed up yet, I'd tell them 100%, go have a look at the website, have a look at the previous top 10s, because it doesn't matter what size you are. There is someone who has the same body shape as you, not just this year, but last year, the year before. Have a look at the previous top 10s. It covers every single body shape, and it's just, it doesn't matter what shape you are, you can achieve it. Just have a look at that. It's inspirational. If they had already signed up, my hints would be, take start measurements straight away and do the fitness test. It's a much more accurate gauge of your progress. Trust the process, not the scales. The scales, you're going to be gaining muscle, in my experience, the programs that I was doing, I'm building muscle in that time and losing fat at the same time. So while it feels like a plateau in your program, if you're taking the measurements, you'll see you're still dropping centimeters. So definitely trust the process, trust the coaches, not the scales so much. And stay connected, not just during coronavirus, but in general, like get on the Facebook support group. I was only very late to actually join up to that, and I regret that. Read the replay articles on the Maxine's in the app or on the website. Listen to the podcasts. Like together, it all just keeps you motivated. It reminds you that there's other people going through the same thing. Like the week 8 advice column was about stress. At a time when people can't go to the gym, they can't work out, they can't leave the house. So yeah, like the articles that come out each week are very intuitive, and they reflect what's sort of going on during that part of the process. And it's a reminder that it's only 12 weeks. So week 7, and you're just like, I'm over halfway. Like, there's not that much left. And it's just constant reinforcement that it's only 12 weeks. You're nearly there. Just keep going. And it really does. It flies. So just stay connected, whether it's with people who are doing the challenge as well. And even people who aren't on the challenge, it can be so motivational. And if you've done a weekly check-in and you feel like you're a bit bloated, people who aren't doing the challenge, they're not going to notice that, and they're still very supportive. So really connect with people. If you are connected with people who are doing the challenge in a Facebook page, some are going to be doing better. Some are going to have bigger muscles or a six-pack or can do burpees. Good luck to them. But they can do all these great things, and you might not be able to. But there's also other people who are doing it tougher than you. I've got a friend who he signed up for the Maxes, but he's a financial advisor at the moment, and he's doing his challenge while he's got his gym shut, and he had clients ringing him up saying they've just lost all their super with the coronavirus. So there's people who are going to be doing it a lot harder. There's also people who are going to be doing really well as well. But just it gives you perspective, and it's so important that you just take it all in as part of your journey and just keep going. It'll work. Just trust the process.
Beautiful, beautiful advice there, Renee. Thank you so much. Let's wrap it up there. I want to thank you so much for donating your time to be part of the Challenge Podcast, and you should be so proud of your results. You are an inspiration to all of those in your own communities and then also within our online community. So for that, I thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for that Max and Maxine's Metal Mix on Spotify. Like, if I can take anything out of this today, that's it. It's fantastic. Thank you.
I'll promise there's no jazz in it.
Yet. No, and thank you. You did some Zoom chats during the challenge, and that was hugely inspirational. Like, I'd seen your videos on Facebook, listened to your podcast, and it was like talking to a celebrity. The support from yourself, from the other challenges, it's just, it's mind-blowing, and never experienced anything like that. So yeah, thank you, and the whole challenge community. It's fantastic.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.